Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, saints and friends, and welcome to this happy Resurrection Day service. I'm your host, Prophet Keith Douglas, and we are so glad that you have joined us this morning for Resurrection Day, Easter Sunday. God bless you all. We have had a terrible time trying to get online this morning. Technical difficulties, but call your friends, call your family. Let them know that we are broadcasting on the air this morning. Glory to God. So glad to be with you this morning on, again, this great Easter Sunday. We've got a good message for you lined up today. And want you to get your coffee, get your iPads out, get your notepads out, whatever it is that you use in order to take notes. Get that ready, and we will get into the message in just one moment. God bless you. Want to make a few announcements before we get started, and then we'll delve right into the word this morning. For those of you that are first-time listeners, we thank you so much for being a part of this Easter Sunday broadcast, Resurrection Day. And so, again, we're so happy for you to be here. If this is your first time being a part, we want you to be a monthly supporter of the Serious Bible Study. All you have to do is go to our website at kogwoc.org, kogwoc.org, and all we ask you to do is to sow a seed of support once a month that allows us to be able to stay on the air, allows us to be able to minister to those who are in need of the Word of God. When we go out through crusades and conferences and all of the things that God has ordained this ministry to do, we want to be a help to those that are in need. And you can help us by being a part and joining our monthly support group. Again, all you have to do is go to kogwoc.org and sow a seed of support. We don't tell you what to sow, amen, although we do accept thousands, we do accept millions, but whatever it is that the Holy Spirit places upon your life, that's what we would love to have you do this morning. I guarantee you that for those that are a part of this broadcast and that have sown seeds of support in the past, you will find that this is good ground to sow into. Glory to God. Good ground to sow into. And so, again, we encourage you to sow a seed of support that will allow you to be a part of our monthly broadcast group. Amen. We have so many across the country that are a part of what it is that we do. We have partners in Ohio. We have partners in all over the country, in Florida, North Carolina, Texas, Illinois, Iowa, Georgia. I mean, the list goes on, and we are so proud, so happy to make the statement that we are not only national but international in those that we that are a part of helping us to send out the gospel and to minister to those who are without. So allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you, and we want you to be a part of our monthly group. Amen. I want to send a shout out this morning to those that are listening by way of internet. We thank God for our internet friends. Amen. Glory to God. And we just want to say thank you for those of you that hang in there with us. Amen. There are many that are still on the phone line. Bless God. As we were having technical difficulties trying to get online. Amen. For whatever reason, the computer and the phone lines would not link up, but we are here this morning. I want to send a shout out to my phone line crew, those that are staying, that are hanging in there with us, that are still a part of this broadcast, didn't give up on us because they wanted to hear a word from God. And so we thank God for those of you that have joined us this morning, and we are going to get into the word. We are going to get into the word and see what God has to say about the resurrection. Amen. The resurrection. We're going to talk this morning about the biblical importance of the resurrection. Glory to God. The biblical importance of the resurrection. And so we want you to be involved in the study of the word this morning. Also, I want to send out a word to those of you that are listening, and I want you to mark your calendars for June the 22nd through the 24th. Amen. June 22nd through the 24th. Amen. And so on those days, June 22nd through the 24th, we will be having our prophetic impact conference here in Oklahoma City. We have still not secured the last of our conference speakers. Hope to do that by Monday, and then we will get all that information out to you as soon as it is made available. I tell you, if we can get those to commit, those that we want, we are going to have an unbelievable time in the Lord, June 22nd through the 24th. Amen. June 22nd through the 24th. You want to mark your calendars. Those of you that are a part of our listening audience, we want you to mark those dates and to be here in Oklahoma City on June the 22nd through the 24th. We're going to have our Prophetic Impact Conference again, and it is going to be a doozy. Amen. So get ready to get on the bus, Gus. You don't want to be corduroy, but we want to get you involved in being a part of what it is that God is doing in the prophetic realm on June 22nd through the 24th. Those of you that stay contacted with us through Facebook, amen, we'll be providing more information through Facebook on the broadcast, so stay tuned for that. Amen. Glory to God. So, again, we want you to come to Oklahoma City, be a part of the Prophetic Impact Conference. Glory to God. All right, let's get into the word this morning. We have a great word lined up for this morning. But before we do, let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we just thank you so much for the diligence that it has taken in order to make this broadcast to make this broadcast possible. We thank you for overcoming the technical difficulties that have allowed us not to be able to come online. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, O God, that by the power of the Holy Ghost, we will prevail, O God, in all that we do. So, Lord, we ask your blessing upon this broadcast this morning as we come before you, and we ask that you would use revelation, impartation, to be a part of what it is that takes place today. We thank you for the understanding, O God, that allows your word to be imparted in us, O God, and allows it to become a weapon of our warfare, O God, to use against the works of the devil in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, with that being said, we give you all the glory and honor for all that is said and done, and we thank God for that which will be done in your name on this broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. All right, we're going to discuss again today the biblical importance of the resurrection. And when we as Christians are discussing the resurrection, we fail to make mention of the significance that is associated with Christ getting up from the grave and how important it is to our Christian faith. And so today we're going to unveil the truth about the resurrection, some revelation to you as you go into your day. This is just as though you were taking communion, glory to God. Just as though we're taking communion every time we get to this place in our lives each year, we're brought to a remembrance and understanding of what it is that was done on our behalf some 2,000 years ago when Christ gave his life for our life so that we who are living and remain would have the victory over demonic forces in the earth. And so this is a very significant aspect of our faith because one of the things that we have to make note of that there is, no other deity that has obtained eternal life status or that has ever been raised from the dead, that has ever rose from the dead. That is the thing that separates us from all other biblical or non-biblical religions and deities, is that Jesus Christ is the only one that stakes claim to the fact that there was a resurrection, a death and a resurrection, which signifies that the God that we serve is immortal. Amen. And so we thank God that there is a separation from us and all other religions. And that's why the majority of the people in the earth are Christian. But Islam is fastly becoming the number one religion in the world. Get that this morning. And part of that has come as a result of the fact that Christians in this world have been non-productive, non-reproductive in over the years, especially over the last 30 to 40 years. We've done a poor job in reproducing our belief in our belief system. But glory to God, we are going to make a comeback because the Bible says that in the last days many would fall away from the faith. But I believe, as others believe, that in these last days that there will be a resurgence of the Christian church, of the body of Christ, and that there would be a great end time revival as people come into the knowledge of the truth and are set free from false understanding and made aware of the things that pertain to the gospel of Jesus Christ, to the word of God. Amen. A good portion of people believe that there is a God, but of that people that believe there is a God, less numbers also actually believe in the historical aspect of that the Bible presents and the case that it presents to salvation. And so we're going to see in the days to come that salvation in salvation to the unbeliever will begin to increase as all of the other false religions are revealed to be untrue. Amen. And so the resurrection is what we focus on during this time period every year. Actually, there's a lot that's put into bringing to the understanding that on these days that we celebrate, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, are a representation of Christ's death, his burial, and his ultimate resurrection. Movies have been made about it, things have been said about it, but the truth of the matter is that these 3 days are a historical celebration that is coming to heart, coming to mind of all of those in the earth where we take center stage in our religion. And the world would try to equate it to the Easter Bunny and Easter eggs, amen, in order to try to mask the truth. But it's a lot more, great more information than just Easter bunnies and Cadbury eggs and Easter egg hunts. But it is actually part of the historical aspect of this world, undeniable through the historians, that Jesus Christ came, gave his life, was caught up in the clouds, amen, after being seen again by many witnesses on many different accounts. After his death, he was seen. And not only seen, but it was written by the scribes that these events actually took place. If you're with us this morning, we want you to go to the book of Matthew, chapter 27, where we'll begin, just to lay some foundation. Matthew 27. We want to start in verse 26, I believe, reading out of the King James Version. It says, then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered upon him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put him on a scarlet robe. And when they had planted a crown of thorns, they put upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they spat upon him, and they took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off of him, put his own raiment on him, and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, him they compelled to bear his cross. When they were coming to the place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink, and they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, that they parted my garment among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and they set up over his head the accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then there were two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left hand, and they were passed by. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, "Thou that destroyed the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and other elders, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over the land, and unto the ninth hour, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there also, they heard that said, this man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let it be, let us see whether Elias will come and save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. Now, we understand that in this reading that the whole gist of this crucifixion thing resorted from the fact that Jesus had made the statement when asked if he was the Son of God, and he replied that he was. And so they believed that he was a blasphemer, and that was the indicting aspect that mandated his crucifixion among the church realm. Amen. And so it was to be noted that it was the church, the religious people of that era, that time, that actually convicted and proceeded with the crucifixion against one of their own. Jesus crucified by the church that he came to save and establish. Amen. You heard him make the statement to Peter. He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. Amen. One of the things that Jesus was responsible for was to bring a new understanding of what the New Testament church was to look like. Amen. He set the principles and the parameters of the New Testament church back in Luke, the first part of Luke chapter 3, when it talks of his baptism to John the Baptist. And Jesus was actually showing us as New Testament believers the way. Amen. Because Jesus was trying to show people the way back to the Father. And he says in the word that no man cometh unto the Father unless he come by me. Amen. And so in our Christian faith, the only way to get to the Father is by way of Jesus Christ. Amen. He came to establish to fix the breach that existed between man and God that had been in place ever since the fall that took place in the garden with Adam and Eve. And so Jesus is trying to restore the breach. He's trying to reestablish the promise that God had made with his people. Amen. And so in order to do that, there had to be someone that could come and reconcile man back to God, and Jesus was the one that received the authority to come into the earth realm and give man the opportunity to be reunited with their creator. Glory to God. And in order to do that, there had to be a sacrifice that was deemed to be acceptable to uncover, glory to God, or to undo the thing that had been done in the garden. And so Jesus was willing to come and to be that propitiation for our sin. Hallelujah. And so by believing on him, he makes the statement that if we would believe on him, then we would be saved. Glory to God. Without his sacrifice, mankind would be in a position to receive eternal judgment for the sins that they committed against God. But glory be to Jesus, because of his sacrifice, you and I have the ability to not only live, but to live more abundantly in this life than all who are here, and to spend eternity with the God of our creation. That is the foundational aspect of what it is that we believe. And so Jesus is restoring the breach, bringing us back to the place of understanding that allows God to be God to his people. And so this crucifixion thing was the result of him stating who it is that he was. Amen. And even with all of the demonstration of the power of God behind him and witnesses that had been healed and delivered and set free, many of those were in the crowd that spat on him and threw rocks at him and mocked him on his way to Golgotha Hill. The people that had been blind, people that had been lame, people that had been cast out that Jesus had healed. And he was looking upon those very same faces of folk that he had been responsible for healing throughout his 3-year tenure of ministry. Amen. His ministry began at age 30 and lasted only 3 years. He was 33 years old at his death, and in that three-year time period, he had allowed people to be raised from the dead. The blind have seen, the dumb had talked, the deaf had heard. Amen. And there's an outpouring of healing, deliverance that took place, watch this, on Sunday morning in the church. And they said that he had a devil because he healed on Sunday. Saints and friends, we have to look at this as and get an understanding of the fact that we live in an age and an hour even now where many churches are so caught up in their programs and their presentations that very few people get healed on Sunday. Listen, I don't want you to turn me off. I don't want you to get mad at me, but that is the case. So many people go to church on Sunday and come back home the same because they won't embrace the totality of the gospel, which declares that by the stripes that he bore through this crucifixion, and the word doesn't really do it justice when it talks about how he was beaten with a cat of nine tails that had pieces of metal in the end so that every time they hit him, it stuck in his flesh, and they had to jerk the and pull and rip the flesh loose in order to get the whip that was being used back to a place where they could deliver another blow. And so when he was being beaten like that, the Bible declares that he was beaten to a place in his life where he was almost unrecognizable as a man. And that is the evil in the heart of men, that Jesus came to fix that existed between God and man. The word says that before the flood came, God was so sick of mankind, that he sought to destroy him off of the face of the earth, because the word of the Lord at that time was that the heart of man was evil, and so evil that God sought to destroy the very thing that he had created from the earth. But because of his compassion, he said that he would not do that again, not by water. But he did promise that the next time it would be by fire. Amen. But before that was to take place, he would send a deliverer whose name was Jesus Christ of Nazareth, born of a virgin in a manger. And he became the salvation of all mankind. Listen, you, every day you ought to get up from your bed and thank God for him being the saving grace that allows you to live, because it was not the design of the Father to let mankind live lest he accept the deliverer that came in his name. Amen. And so, for those of us that have believed on him and received on him, he came that we might have life and have life more abundantly. Glory to God. Amen. So anyway, we are moving forward, pressing forward, and I want to make a couple of points, and then I'll open up the phone lines this morning. And by declaring that he was the Son of God, it was that responsibility that he accepted that caused him to become the sacrifice for our sin. And the reason why he was chosen is because he was a perfect sacrifice, because he knew no sin. And he was allowed to die as a sacrifice for all of the sins of man. And safe to say that the thing that killed Jesus, what really killed Jesus, was jealousy and envy. Amen. Jealousy and envy. The church, well, remember, this is a church. And the church was upset about the fact that Jesus was upsetting all of their theological theories, and healing on Sunday, and not seeking the chief seats at the feast like the Sadducees and the Pharisees were doing at that time, but allowing themselves, oh glory, allowing themselves to be lifted up on high, having done nothing to propitiate the gospel into the lives of men. They had a form of godliness, but they had no power. Jesus is the example of the New Testament Christian that is to walk and reign in this world and to have power. Amen. Power from upon high. Jesus had access to not only the power of the Holy Ghost, but the power of God. Jesus was perfect to come and to do this thing, but he had to submit himself to a human earthly authority so that he would have the authority as a spirit being to operate in an earthly realm. Amen. And so John the Baptist, whom the Bible declares was the highest ranking authority in the earth, Jesus said of men born of a woman that John the Baptist was the greatest of them all. He surrenders, submits himself to John's authority, and he allows himself to take the steps that are associated with our conversion into Christianity, to believe on the word and to submit ourselves for baptism. Amen. And in the midst, to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because the word of God declares in Acts 1 and 6 that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you will receive power from upon high. Amen. And so that power from the Holy Ghost is what gives mankind the ability to overcome the works of the spiritual entity of evil and wickedness that is in this world. Amen. As a New Testament believer, without the Holy Ghost, you are nothing more than prey for the devil. Amen. But once you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and receive the power from upon high, the Word declares and Jesus declares that not only will you do the things that he did, but greater works shall you do. Glory to God. And so the promise of the believer is that we would not be comfortless in this hour, but that we would have a helper that would help us to overcome the works of the devil. Amen. So his death took place out of jealousy and envy, and they killed him and they buried him in a tomb. As they took his body and they placed it in his tomb, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, was in hell doing battle with the forces and the forces of hell. The devil, the Bible says that he made a show of the devil openly in front of all of his imps in hell. And he rendered those that were being held in captivity. He broke the chains of bondage and set them free from hell. And so the chains of hell were broken. The power of death was defeated in the grave. Glory to God. On that second day, he was in the belly wrestling for our deliverance and our salvation. You ought to give God praise every time you think about the fact that he overcame everything that would ever overcome us. Amen. And so he battled death and everything in hell and in the grave. And the word of God is quick to point out that the thing that gives Jesus the ability to do that, and you don't have to go there, but John chapter 12, verse 17, Jesus causes Lazarus to come back from the dead. Amen. And so you have to make note of the fact that you can't do for yourself what you haven't done for others. Oh, listen. If you're going to deliver people from any situation, amen, you've got to have the power to overcome it in your own life before you can pass it on to other people. You can't just tell people don't do drugs. You'll get hooked on drugs, but if you've never been hooked on drugs, if you've been hooked on drugs and never been unhooked, then you can't tell people how to be delivered. Glory to God. And he demonstrated the power to overcome the spirit of death by not only raising Lazarus from the dead, but the word also gives us enlightenment that Jesus stops the funeral possession and gets the person out of the coffin, and the person out of the coffin comes to life. See, there are accounts in the scripture that Jesus raised people from the dead. So raising others from the dead and allowing himself to come back to life from the dead, it was because of the power of God that was in him. Oh, glory. And that is the same power that dwells in the New Testament believer. I get excited whenever I talk about it, because the word declares that if that same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in you, it will quicken and make alive your physical mortal body. Glory to God. It will make alive your physical mortal bodies. Amen. If that same spirit that raised from the dead dwell in you, you have the authority to come back from the grave. Amen. all of the entities of death, all of the entities of hell. How many of you would testify that you've been going through a living hell in this world? Amen. And this world has had nothing good to offer to those of us that are believers in Christ. And but glory be to God, because of the God that dwells in us, we have the power, watch this, to wrestle with the things of hell and the grave that would seek to keep us under and never allow us to go over. Amen. But the Bible declares that you are more than an overcomer. So there's nothing in this world, no weapon that can be formed that has the ability to overcome what God has declared has come into your life. And so we have this this understanding that is revealed to us every year at this time when we celebrate the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. We are renewed in our minds of the fact that there is nothing in this world that we cannot overcome, because we have been given the power to come back from the place where people thought we were dead, but we still yet alive. Somebody ought to give him praise in here this morning. We were dead in our sins and trespasses, and Jesus came, glory to God. And then situations and circumstances came to take us under, to take us down, and they were meant to destroy us. But even in the midst of when it was destroy us, like Paul said, though they slay me, yet will I trust him. As we begin to trust him, then the God that we serve begin to give us a comeback. Amen. The songwriter LL Cool J says, don't call it a comeback. Amen. We're coming back. Amen. Amen. We're coming back. The devil may have thought that he had us down, that he had us in the grave, that we were down for the count, that because of jealousy and envy of what it is that we believe, people have ruled us off, considered us to be dead. But the day is coming, and I'm prophesying now that we will return. We will resurrect in the faith that God has given us, and everything that people believed about Jesus, they're going to see coming in as people. Amen. The Bible said that it is the Christ in you which is the hope of glory. Amen. And so before they see Christ again, they're going to see Christ coming in you. Amen. They're going to see the demonstration of the power of the gospels coming in a people. Amen. And it does not yet appear that we shall be this, but when he shows up, the word of God declares that we will be like him. Amen. And so the world is ready. They're sitting there right now, prime for resurrection of the saints of God. Amen. This is the time that Daniel spoke about, where he said that the saints of the Most High God that were strong would do exploits. Amen. That which is exceedingly abundantly above that which the world has seen before is going to be demonstrated in the hearts and the lives of those that are willing to die to their flesh. Amen. And take on a new life in Christ, where it's no longer I that live, but it's the Christ in me that lives, the hope of glory. Amen. And I don't apologize for the fact that I'm coming in power. Amen. You ought to give somebody on the couch high five and let them know that I'm coming in power, baby. This is my resurrection time right now. And every Easter, this is the time that God declares to us that you need to get up from that place that has had you bound. You need to get up from that thing that has overcome you and overcome it, that you need to walk in the newness of life. Every Easter should signify that this is a new beginning for the believer and those that are called by his name, that are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. So Lazarus was the example that lets us know that because he did it in others, he could do it in himself. Amen. And so since Christ's death, he gave us the power to arise from any situation or circumstance, because everything that has been against us has been defeated by him at the cross. And so the songwriter used to say, at the cross when I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith. I received my life, and now I am happy all the day because everything has been defeated that can cause death to your dreams, death to your desires, death to your destiny. Oh, glory to God. Now, as we have received the impartation of the word in our minds that constantly reminds us that the things that the enemy have tried to kill from us, destroy from us, are no longer dead, but they are alive in Christ, amen. And so we are walking billboards that suggest to people in the earth that everything in the earth that slays you or would try to destroy you has been defeated. Cancer can't hold you. Amen. Many believers that there are believers that I know that have been a part of my church that have overcome cancer in their life. God has delivered them from cancer because they believed in his word that said, by his stripes I am healed. Amen. And so they're resurrected in a new life. Was given a death sentence, but now they're still alive, walking and enjoying life, living and breathing and moving and having their being because God has healed them. And so that same deliverance, for those of you that are listening this morning, that same deliverance has been extended to you. So that death, anything that would bring death to the vision, death to the dream, death to the desires that God has for your life, death to the destiny has been overcome, and now you can, now you are free to experience a resurrection of that understanding in your life until it comes forth in its totality in your life. Listen, saints. Don't let today just be about Christ, but let it be about you as well. He died so that you could have your comeback. Oh, glory to God. He died so that your vision could be resurrected, that your deliverance could be established, that the things that he has for you, the plans that he has for you would not be aborted, but be established. And you could say with assurance, I am confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in me, no matter what man does, no matter what man says, he shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to take some calls right now. I want to take some calls from those of you that are listening that have hung in there this morning. Glory to God. I tell you what, we overcame technology this morning. Amen. Phone lines wouldn't let me on. The computer wouldn't let me on. Everything tried to stop this word from coming forth. But as we were diligent to continue to press through, God shows up and allows us to come forth. Caller from the 508, you are on the line this morning. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Prophet Douglas. I missed you. It's been a while.
Paula, where have you been?
I know. I've just been everywhere. I just wanted to say happy Resurrection Day, and wow, God's just doing some amazing things with me. I've come to the conclusion, I've been kind of going through what he went through, like crucifixion. So I'm just so ready to rise up, just like he did. You know, I have a talk this week on Lyme disease, so just keep me in your prayers that I do more talks and reach more people as God has called me to do. So I'm just so grateful, so blessed for everything he's doing in my life, and I'm just so excited to rise up just like he did. So, and thank you for your teaching today. It was really, really interesting. It really hit my spirit.
Amen. Amen. Paula, we appreciate you so much. We missed you, man.
I miss you too.
We didn't have our connection into Boston, and so I thank God for your call this morning, because I've been worried about you, and I'm glad to see that you're back in the fold.
Well, you're still in my prayers.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for the comment.
God bless you, too.
Anyone else out there this morning that wants to make a comment about the teaching or just in general, we welcome your comment this morning. Thank God for those of you that have hung in there with us. Amen. On this resurrection day. Amen. There are many that are still on the phone lines this morning. I thank God for my faithful friends on the phone. Boy, they hung in there. Boy, the song says that he would not come down from the cross. And they would not hang up the phone. Glory to God. They hung in there with us until we got through. Amen. And so anyone else that's on the line this morning, I welcome your comment on the teaching this morning. But we always need to remember the fact that one of the things that the resurrection did was that it gave us the power to overcome the works of the devil. The Bible says when Jesus came out of the grave that he arose with all power in his hand. And the keys to the kingdom, he's given to us. And so now we possess the power to overcome the works of the devil. Amen. Overcome the works of the devil. You may not think that you had the power, but God has given you the power that you would be able to come back. Amen. Don't call it a comeback. Amen. But it is a comeback, a resurrection. Call it from the 862. You are on the line.
Good morning, Prophet.
Prophet.
Good morning, everybody on the line. It's a great resurrection morning, in spite of any and everything that the enemy threw our way last night. Still got up this morning. And I'm so grateful. And you on it, you know, Prophet, you're on it. Even as I was coming home, actually early this morning, I just began to think about, you know, I haven't been doing it up big in the last couple of years, but like the cliche say, we gotta make it personal. We gotta make it personal. But Jesus got it with all power in his hands and gave us the power, the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. We gotta not be waiting for something magical to happen, but we gotta get up with all power in our hands. We have to initiate the resurrection in ourselves, a new day. Not only on Easter, but this is the day that we remember, we celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we remember because, you know, we don't sit and think about the story of Jesus every day. We don't, you know, we have a lot of things to think about, and we got a lot of other scriptures to expound on as well. But during this season that pagan tried to take away, we're not going to allow the devil to take what Jesus, everything Jesus did from our lives and from our celebration of life. And so we celebrate, we not only celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice and his rising on the third day, with all power, but we celebrate it by living it out in ourselves. Rise up with all power. Because the hope of glory, like you said, it's in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. And he gives us the power to be resurrected on this morning. And we have to change our mindset before anything else can change in our lives. Our mindset must change. And sometimes we just need to be reminded. And sometimes we need to show or have an outward expression of what's going on in our mind. So that because God has put us to be a realm of influence in the earth, we can't walk around keeping it to ourselves. Jesus got up. We get up. And I look at my life first. Seek him early. Get up early. Get up. Rise up. You know, yes, life happens. Life is here, but we got to rise up. And if no other, we can't rise up for ourselves. Jesus was the perfect example. Rise up. Rise up. And be realistic about it, because you said it. You said it specifically this morning. His spirit went down. When our spirit goes down, we have to rise our spirit up so that we can experience our own personal resurrection. Just like Jesus did for us, we should be doing it not only for ourselves, but we should be in the spirit of resurrection for somebody else that's watching our lives. Amen.
Prophet, you said it specifically. You said we have to receive the resurrection in our minds. We have to be renewed to the fact, which means that we have to be reacquainted with the fact that we have this power in earthen vessels to be able to overcome the works of the devil. And many of us have already overcome. But the word says that the way that you really establish that is by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So many people have been healed, delivered, set free, been able to overcome works of the devil and did not say a word about it. So that others would know that that same spirit that raised you from the dead, that brought you back from the abyss, now dwells in them. And we can unify in the faith when we understand that it's not just somebody else, but it was me that God healed from cancer. It was me that God delivered from drugs and alcohol. It was me that the enemy had on the hook, but by the word of God and the power of the Holy Ghost, I was able to wiggle off that hook that many people have not been able to get off of and experience the joy that comes with salvation, and that's healing, deliverance, overcoming. And so I have to put that in my mind and remember that God brought me through it so that I can tell somebody about it. And so someone else can be encouraged to walk in victory.
Glory.
So that's why we as believers have done a poor job over the years in actually proclaiming our faith and proclaiming our deliverance and what God has done, that we have not encouraged others to be a part of our deliverance. We have made it personal. And so I thank you for that word, because we need to make it personal. as the word of God says, I will not keep silent. I will not hold my peace. I will say what the Lord has done for me. Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophet, for sharing this morning. We'll take two more calls if we have time. If there are those that are still on the line that want to make a comment, I want to take two more calls. Then I want to pray for those that are on the line this morning. I tell you what, whenever we get to this place, this was the place of the greatest miracles known to man. And every time that we get to this place, it is the announcement that the biggest breakthrough in your life is looming right on the horizon. And today is the day that announces that you're going to make a comeback and you're not going to succumb to the works of the devil and the ways of his life, but we are going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. Now, there are two more people on the line that want to share this morning. Before I pray, if that's you, press star 1 on your phone. Amen. Star 1 on your phone. I'm telling you that the miracle-working power of God will be released as you open your mouth. You got the power. The Bible says you got the power of life and death in your tongue. It's on the tip of your tongue. And when you open your mouth, you release victory over your life. You release victory into the atmosphere, because the enemy would have you to take on a deaf and dumb spirit where you can't hear and can't talk and refuse to say what God has done for you. But whenever you break free from that, it allows you to release into the atmosphere, into the cosmos, that wonder-working power, that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Glory to God. If that's you this morning and you want to say something about it, then hit star 1 on your phone. Caller from the 214, this is my friend, Miss Sharon. Go ahead and break us off a piece this morning.
Well, I just want to say happy Resurrection Day to everyone this morning, and I just enjoyed your word this morning. My prayer is today that as people come to assemble today, that we will open up our mouths and begin to tell them our testimony, that some will be delivered, some will be set free, some will be healed on today, because if Jesus got up, he raised us up in order to minister unto others, to let them know that we have the power in us to seek those things and be not as though they were. And today we take over Resurrection Day in the power of God and in the fullness of his glory to minister to people, to let them know that he went in the grave 3 days and three nights, but he got up on the third day morning, sitting on the right-hand side of his Father, interceding for us right now. There's nothing that God can't do today. If we just believe and we trust in him, we can see the power of God being manifested on today. Yes, we got many coming today. Many haven't been there in a while, but my prayer is today that some will be saved today. Many will be delivered today. Many will be set free. Drug addictions will be broken today. That's my prayer today on this Resurrection Day. And I know the power of God, because God raised me up one day when I was down, going sinking deep down into the pits of hell. He took me, placed my feet on a solid rock, and today I'm still standing on that rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. So on this Resurrection Day, make the words of God known unto the people. That's my word on today, Prophet. Thank you for the message today.
Amen, amen. Amen. That ought to fire you up right there. Glory to God. The power of God is in our praise, and this should be a day of praise and thanksgiving for those that remember what it is that God has done for you, what he's brought you out of, and the fact that this is going to be the worst day in the history of the devil. Every Easter Sunday, is the worst day because so many come to Christ anew and afresh. And so we just thank God for that deliverance, for that power that is released today. They try to change it into the Easter bunny and Cadbury eggs, amen. But it's more than that, glory to God. It is the resurrection of a true and living Savior that causes us to be excited about what is going on in this earth. Amen. And so you ought to make sure you go to church somewhere this morning if you can and just dance and praise till people can't stand it no more, till the ushers come to get you. Glory to God. And then if they come to get you, tell them, let me go, because if you don't know like I know what he's done for me, then you won't have any understanding of why I'm praising him. And so we just thank God for the word this morning and for the ability to release his word upon the ears that would hear and the lives that would inhabit the praises of his word this morning. Oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious time we're going to have today. Listen, I want to pray for those of you that are on the line this morning and declare some things over your life on this resurrection day. I want to pray for your healing, amen. I want to pray for physical deliverance today, amen, and that no weapon formed against you had the ability to prosper, and that every tongue that rises against you would be silenced in Jesus' name. But let's pray this morning. Father in heaven, we are so grateful and we are so thankful for your ability to overcome the works of the devil and to reverse, oh God, decisions that have been set against us and change them into our favor. Father, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that sickness, disease, and our physical bodies have been destroyed and driven out by the power of your word. Father, we thank you, O God, for the power, O God, that declares that there is no weapon, O God, that can be formed against our minds, against our hearts, against our faith, against our deliverance, O God, that shall prosper. We thank you, O God, that this is a day of resurrection. This is a day of breakthrough that allows us to get victory in Jesus' name. I am declaring over the lives of those that would hear this broadcast now and later that there is a spirit of financial lack that has come over the lives of God's people. I break that authority in Jesus' name. I pray for resurrection in the financial realm, in the lives of your believers. I thank you out of nowhere, oh God, deliverance will come from old debts, past debts. I thank you, O God, that there will be breakthrough, O God, breakthrough, O God, in mortgages that will allow people, O God, to receive, O God, mortgage payoffs in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare, O God, that the power of your kingdom rests upon those that hear, O God, this morning, and we declare, O God, liberty and freedom from all that has them bound, and that the power of the resurrection Savior will be seen in their lives to the point of testimony, O God, to confirm it, that you have showed up, O God, this day and delivered your people from the works of the devil in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Well, folks, it's time for us to get out of here. We pray that you have heard the word of God this morning, that you've received inspiration, impartation from what God has declared. And we pray by the power of the Holy Ghost that as you go into this day, that you will not forget what it is that God has done for you, what he has declared to you over this morning. And we pray for breakthrough in Jesus' name. Get up this morning. Go to church this morning. Sow a seed into this atmosphere of breakthrough this morning, because this is the time to break out and to break through in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank God for those of you that have joined us this morning. And until next week, we pray the blessings of the Lord upon you, where we will be here again 7 a.m. Central Standard Time for another episode of the Serious Bible Study. I'm your host, Prophet Keith Douglas. Happy Resurrection Day, and let the glory of the Lord be risen in your life to the point where people declare and ask you, what is that is in you that causes you to be so happy? All right, glory to God. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.